Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Paris, France, Auckland, New Zealand, Shanghai to Telluride. We are the Tastemakers, live from beautiful Southern California.
Love it, love it. Greetings, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe today on this February 9th, wow.
Which doesn't feel like a February market. It feels like a July.
I think they're expecting 90 degrees here in La La Land today.
89 degrees in downtown LA yesterday was a record.
81 at the beach.
How about that?
81 at the beach. And this is why I live here. You know, this is why I love this city. This is why I'm so pro SoCal and LA. I mean, I just absolutely love it. You and I were in downtown Los Angeles on Saturday afternoon. All the building going on there, new condos,
new office buildings, restaurants, Whole Foods. Is down there. Dunkin' Donuts is getting ready to open up soon. Dunkin' Donuts is just new to the Southland here. They're opening up. What's that burger place, too, that's big in New
Steak
York?
Steak Shack. No, not Steak Shack. Shake Shack. Yeah, right.
Shake Shack. Again, all the condominiums, all the theaters, so forth and what have you. Just beautiful. And like you said, Mark, a beautiful deal like this makes everybody say, man, we got to get out to L.A. But we don't need it, Mark.
Well, this
traffic is nuts out here.
Yeah, I mean, it really is crazy. Saturday afternoon, went out to Disneyland to renew my annual membership, and we went out there in the afternoon. In the afternoon on a Saturday to Orange County, and the traffic is back up, right?
Yeah.
And the reason is because this is the price you pay for living in Shangri-La, right?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago when we were in the show, Mark, it was kind of cold, kind of gloomy. That was just 2 weeks ago. Last week it was like in the 70s, and today it's definitely summer weather.
Love
fantastic.
It.
Looking out the windows here, and what do you see? Not a cloud in the sky, just blue skies.
Blue skies.
See some palm trees
blowing in the distance there.
Very SoCal, bro, very SoCal. And you're the one driving around that convertible.
I love it.
Isn't it something? You drive a convertible, I drive the big SUV.
Love it.
Nuts, right? But
this is what we love LA.
Yeah, this is it. Fantastic. And there's always something going on in this town.
Yep.
Every night there's an event. Every weekend there's a huge event. Premieres almost nightly.
Red carpets, movie premieres, parties, Hollywood. This is it, baby.
Yeah, this is it, baby. Well, welcome to Tuesday. I think we have a call in.
We do have a call in. You know, Matt and I like to participate in as many charities as we can throughout the year. We've got a couple that we've been doing for a number of years. The Rally for Kids with Cancer, based out of Toronto, Canada. We also have a partnership with the Chris Everett Charities down there in South Florida that benefits, I'd say, underprivileged women or moms.
Abused,
right. Yep. So we've got this partnership with ChrisEverett.org. We've got the partnership with Rally for Kids with Cancer. And we've got a new charity that we are just starting to become involved in today. And so we've got one of the lead persons for them calling in shortly. So
do you know what time that's coming in, Mark?
About 10 minutes. About 10 minutes or so.
Yeah,
Mayor's calling
in.
So Mayor will be calling in, and we'll have a nice conversation, discuss a brighter future for children.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So before we get there, let's start our show like we do every Tuesday morning with birthday wishes. We always have some good ones, interesting ones. Michael B. Jordan, does that name sound familiar to you?
Michael B. Jordan?
That's correct.
No, I know Michael Jordan.
Right, Michael B. Jordan. He's the guy from Rocky or Creed.
Oh, he's the young guy, right?
Yeah, he's the young guy.
Ah, great.
And I think he was in Fantastic Four, too, the reboot.
Okay.
And I guess he's the new guy. 28 today.
Wow.
Joe Pesci. We all know him for two things. What would be the two things that you would mention Joe Pesci for?
Goodfellas and Home Alone.
Ah, that's right. And I was thinking about, what was that? My Cousin Vinny. Where, what's his name? Marissa told me he got but anyhow, how old do you think he is today?
Joe Pesci?
Yeah.
Gotta be 75.
72.
Okay.
72. Just can't picture him being that old. You don't see him.
I haven't seen him in a while.
We were invited to an event last year, a charity event last year, wasn't it? A golf tournament at the Toluca Lake Golf Club.
He didn't show. He was listening.
And when was that, Mark? Because isn't that around this
time? That was in November.
Oh,
so it was about a year and a half ago.
Oh, so we missed the last time around.
I didn't have it last time around. I researched it. They didn't have it.
Jesse Corbo, 20 today.
Jesse Corbo?
Instagram star.
Oh. Okay.
This is the first time I've come across an Instagram star.
I didn't know there were Instagram stars.
Instagram stars. Travis Tritt,
yeah,
believe it or not, he's worth $350 million.
What's that?
Travis Tritt is worth $350 million.
Wow, that's hard to imagine.
52 today, brother.
Huh.
Aggie.
That must be a Viner or something,
Another Instagram star.
Instagram, huh?
22.
Wow.
Yeah, I never heard of that before.
Instagram stars?
Yeah, yeah. Instagram stars. I mean, we've heard of Vine, we've heard of social media stars, YouTubers, but now Instagram stars.
Wow.
Carole King, she just
73.
Mm-hmm. She just recently got her, Kennedy Honors last month? 73.
Wow, good.
Carmen Miranda has since long passed on. If she was still with us today,
100.
She would be 107 years old. She died at age 46.
Wow, a young one.
Yeah, 46. Mia Farrow. We all know her from Rosemary's Baby.
She's 70, 75.
Woody Allen and Frank Sinatra.
75.
70.
Oh, 70. Oh, she was just a
baby?
Real kid when she did the Rosemary's Baby.
I think she was 22.
I can't think of what other movies can you think of for Mia Farrow?
I can't, other than a couple of Woody Allen movies.
Yeah.
And I can't even think of the names off that. But I know she's been in at least 2 to 3 Woody Allen movies, which, by the way, I think he's 80. Is she still with him? Or did he leave?
No.
Oh, that's right.
No,
he left her for that.
The Chinese.
Yeah. But anyhow, he's 80. And so she's 70. Let's see. Frank Sinatra just would have been 100. So he was 30 years older. That's right. She was 21 or 22 when she met him. So he was 30 years her senior.
Wow.
Wow. So how about that, right?
Yeah.
But so that's it for the birthdays today, Mark.
Not many exciting ones either.
Well, no, not that many exciting ones. You're right.
I see a convertible going down over there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Carmen Miranda. I mean, do people even know Carmen Miranda now?
Not really. I don't think. Yeah, it's just the
even Mia
year,
Farrow. I know we have a wide variety of people listening, but even Mia Farrow. Who would know Mia Farrow?
Right. Well, and look at us. Other than a couple of Woody Allen pictures and Rosemary's Baby, I can't think of another movie she's been in.
And Joe Pesci. I can only go past. Let me
Wait,
see.
Mia Farrow. She wasn't in the original Great Gatsby, was she? Was she Daisy?
Yes, she was.
Okay,
she
so that, was. That's the other one, yeah.
There you go. So 69, she did Rosemary's Baby. 72, she did The Great Gatsby.
Okay.
And I'm sure that's, she's done...
She's had to have done other things. I just can't think of them.
Yeah.
All right,
a ton of things. But,
all right.
Anyhow, Joe Pesci, real quick. Other than the three movies I just named, I can't think of anything
else. 8 Heads in a Duffel Bag.
Yeah, other than that.
Oh.
But people
Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
He did that Gone Fishing with Danny Glover. That comedy.
Don't know that one.
Yeah.
Don't know that one.
Okay.
But, well, there you go. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday. It's a great day to be alive. As Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day.
Yeah. What's the name of that song he's got that you like a lot?
Fireball.
Fireball. I guess they're using it in some upcoming animated film.
Yeah.
I saw a commercial for it, which looks pretty good.
Great. Well, we attended the Cookie Con Saturday.
Second
year in a row. It was
getting
the second
bigger,
annual
bigger.
LA Cookie Convention. And this year was big. It was at the Cookie Convention. And we not only attended, we judged the cookies.
You mean it was at the LA Convention?
Yeah.
You said it was at the Cookie Convention.
Oh, it was at the Cookie Convention, right.
Yeah.
The Cookie Convention was at the Cookie Convention.
Yeah.
But we judged. And this is the first time we judged cookies.
We're used to judging, as everybody knows, beautiful women.
We judge the beautiful women of the beauty pageants, you name it.
Which, by the way, didn't we get invited last week to a couple pageants? Yeah, a couple pageants. There was a couple that invited us. One was in two of them. One in Indiana, I think. One was Oregon. Actually, three.
Oh.
We had three interested parties last week for pageants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, yes, last week cookies for the first time. And it's tougher than judging beauty.
Right. There's it is and it isn't, because you taste a bad cookie, you know right off the bat it's a bad cookie.
Yeah.
And most of the cookies we sampled, they weren't that good, you know?
Yeah,
my wife
you're
made
right.
oatmeal raisin last week, 3 days in a row, and boy, those were fantastic.
You know, my daughter, Whitney, loves making just Toll House chocolate chip cookies. Now, that's Nestle. Nothing against Nestle's, but, I mean, it's a decent cookie. But, Mark, that cookie that Whitney made over the weekend was better than most of the cookies that I tasted last weekend.
You know, we, the wife and I attended, we went to a new restaurant a couple weeks ago in Pasadena called The Luggage Room. It's right there where the old Pasadena train station used to be.
Oh, what's it called?
It's The Luggage Room.
Wow.
And I love it because you go in there, and naturally it's always crowded, so there's always a big line, so you got to wait. They've got a big basket of cookies that you help yourself to, and they were chocolate chip cookies, but they were with salt on them. Have you had chocolate chip cookies with salt? Unbelievable.
Are they wrapped up in plastic, or are they just sitting
there? They're just
sitting
out there. Just sitting out there to help yourself. They bake them, they put them out there, and you help yourself. But they're chocolate chip cookies with salt on it. And boy, talk about a great mix. You know, you've had the salted caramels before.
Right, and I like that. It's just like sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are chocolate chip cookies with the salt on it, which is just absolutely fantastic. And then also, over the weekend, I picked up a couple of the new Pepperidge Farm cookies, the Tahoes and the Calistogas or something. And these are still fantastic. fantastic. I mean, mm-hmm. for store-bought packaged cookies. Mm-hmm.
Pepperidge Farms are good.
Right. It's about the best store-bought packaged cookie you can get.
Speaking of that, the last time I walked down the cookie aisle at the store, there is a shitload of cookies out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, a shitload.
Which made it that much more discouraging when you go to this cookie convention.
Yeah.
You're judging.
Yeah.
And,
I'll just say disappointing.
There was one that I liked right out of the gate, okay? I liked the presentation. It had the chocolate on it, and it had... It was a thick chocolate chip. I forget what the name of it was.
Yeah.
But that was good.
The only one that I remember that I liked, and I remember the name, was the zombie cookie. I liked the name. I liked the look, and it had a lot going for it.
Mm.
I wonder who won, though.
Yeah.
We left. Unfortunately, we had another engagement to attend. We did our business. We did our due diligence, we judged. But we just, unfortunately, we're not there for the victors. But based on the – and, that's the thing, too. There were better-tasting cookies at the cookie convention.
For sampling.
For sampling, but did not participate in the competition.
For judging.
Yeah. So...
Which was odd.
Yeah.
Because there were, like you said, there were great ones there.
And CookieCon people, thank you so much for inviting us out to be the judges. But word of advice, next year when hopefully you invite us back, you got to provide us with some milk.
Yeah.
I know they gave us water after you asked.
Only after I asked. They put us in a little room.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of milk. The cookies are sitting out there. You have to have milk.
I need a little bit of milk.
Get a milk
sponsor.
But
we did get the VIP treatment. We got the VIP wristband. We had access to the VIP room. And we did get recognized from our Storage Wars fame, I guess you could say. So that's always a nice plus. They did have a media wall out there, which we like. But we do like the VIP status, which is wonderful.
But we've got to increase the number of cookies being judged, and you've got to have milk in the room. Get a milk sponsor.
Yeah. Who was the sponsor for the event?
Otis Spunkmeyer, I think, was the presenting sponsor.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
Cookies, yeah. Otis Spunkmeyer cookies, right?
Okay.
Very good. Anyway, that's what we did on Saturday. We did then we did the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Quite sure where I feel about the game. Some people say it was great. Some people say it was terrible. But, the commercials I thought were subpar.
I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed some of the commercials. Some of the commercials are good. Some of them were awful. Some were disturbing.
Yeah.
That monkey one was disturbing.
I forgot what they call that. And you know what was disturbing too? The diarrhea one.
Yeah. That's another thing. That too. They run that commercial all the time. I've seen that multiple times. That just isn't a Super Bowl worthy commercial.
It isn't. But at the end of the day, when you're paying the $5.5 million for 30 seconds, if you want to do it, you get the exposure. It's just like when I'm sitting down there eating some nachos or eating some guacamole or whatever, I just don't want to see it.
No, I agree.
Do we see Clydesdales?
There was a Clydesdale one, but it wasn't with the babies. It was the Clydesdale were there, but it wasn't the typical Clydesdale commercial.
And what about the halftime show? Halftime show, I like the colors. I like Coldplay, but why are we doing Beyonce? I love Beyonce, but why are we doing Beyonce and Bruno Mars again when Beyonce was there last year and Bruno Mars was there 3 years ago?
We agree on something. And like Raul was there, he kept saying, they're great, they're great. Of course they're great.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. They're great. They do a good show, but...
We're not bringing them back next year.
I saw that last year and I saw it the year before.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were there until that. Somebody mentioned it on Sunday.
But kudos and congrats to San Francisco or Santa Clara and the Bay Area, because it was a week with wonderful weather, fantastic events. And next year the Super Bowl is going to be in Houston, which I'm okay with. The following year it's going to be at the new stadium in Minneapolis, where I've got a problem with, because the weather there this week, Mark, is 30. Well, on Super Bowl Sunday it was 30 degrees and snow in the afternoon. Now, granted, it's in a dome stadium, but what about the people? They're going out to parties and such.
It's more than just the game. Super Sunday.
Yeah.
It's when you're hosting, when the town hosts the Super Bowl, it's about what happens throughout the city, throughout the town that week.
Yeah.
And when you have sub-zero temperatures and you've got snow, I'm not going to want to go walking around and driving around in that weather. I'm not going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah. We're expected to have the new state-of-the-art stadium here in a couple years for the LA Rams. I think that's due in 2019, so it's 3 years away. So I'm thinking we're about 5 years away from having the Super Bowl here.
That's a lifetime.
Yeah. And how about the weather that we had on Sunday here?
Unbelievable.
Could you imagine? When was the last time we headed to the Rose Bowl? Or San
Diego. I know the Rams were in it in 1981.
Oh, yeah. No. Within 10 years, we've had it here, I think.
So.
But when was the last time? Whether it be San Diego or...
you mean Southern California?
Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we've had it here in L.A. At the Rose Bowl in the last 10 years.
Wow, really?
Yeah, 10
and
or 12 years.
We never went to take advantage of that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that was before we were into the scene, Mark.
Well,
I
live 10 minutes, 8 minutes from the Rose Bowl.
How about fashion? Do you see any good fashion? I know...
I didn't see any good fashion, so... But
we got a call coming in pretty soon, right?
Yeah,
we be prepared for it. You got any shout outs before we get on this call, Mark? And
no,
looking forward to talking charity.
I do not have any shout-outs.
Speaking of charity, we're doing like a gift bag for somebody that reached out to us
about a month ago.
About a month ago, okay.
And you know the problem we got with that is I didn't even write it down. With
I wrote
the charity.
It down. I got it down.
Okay, good.
And we also donated to some other charity last week, so it's been a week of fantastic charity contribution on our behalf.
Yeah.
We
like to do what we can when we can. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the way it is.
Did we talk about Grease last week?
Briefly.
It was number 2 in the ratings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
3 hours just seems a little long.
Yeah. 2 hours wouldn't have been long enough, though, but I like these live things. I didn't watch the Cinderella one, but I love the Sound of Music one.
Cinderella? I didn't see a Cinderella one either.
About a year ago, yeah.
Cinderella?
Uh-huh.
Wow,
yeah.
I thought there was Sound of Music, and then I thought that it went to Peter Pan, and then it was The Wiz. So
yeah.
They've been doing this for 4 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never heard. How did I miss the Cinderella?
Yeah. And The Wiz. Did you see any of The Wiz?
Yeah, I saw some of The Wiz.
Yeah. How much?
Throughout. You know,
okay.
The
I saw
10
minutes. I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
This couldn't.
Well, I'm a big Wizard of Oz fan,
yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of the movie.
Ray
the
Bolger,
Wiz.
We met him, Scarecrow.
So.
We drove up to his place on our bikes, knocked on the door.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. So anyhow, kudos to the Grease. I think it was top 10 in the – or actually, it was the top 3.
I think we have a call coming in.
We have a call coming through. Let's see. Did you get any
thanks
sound?
For calling. This is the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. Who's calling in?
Mayor DeHong.
Mayor,
hey,
how are you?
Mayor, welcome.
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, man, we're doing fantastic. We're in Southern California. Where might you be? Mark, do you know where Mayor is?
Mayor's here in Southern California.
Oh.
Right? Am I right, Mayor?
Right here, guys.
Yes, sir.
You're
in the L.A. area?
Yes, sir. Right here in West Hollywood.
Okay, West Hollywood. Fantastic. Is it gorgeous out there in West Hollywood today as it is out here in the Valley?
It is. It's beautiful and sunny.
Isn't it great to be a Southern Californian? You know, we go live every Tuesday. We go across the globe, whether it's snowing or it's beautiful or it's raining, whatever. So we deal with everybody on every level of weather. But, man, we got to brag about it when it's this beautiful,
yeah,
wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Mayor, thanks for calling in. And for our listeners around the globe, Mayor's calling in. He represents Brighter Future for Children, right?
Right.
Let's get the website out first, Mark.
The Dream Builder. Is that right?
Yeah, we're the Dream Builders Project, which is a 501c3. It's a charity for charity, and our big gala, our most meaningful event, is a Brighter Future for Children,
okay.
Which is on March 3rd, and it all benefits Children's Hospital of Los Angeles for the care center, which is particularly important because it protects kids against child abuse, domestic, emotional, and it provides a free service to the community.
Yeah, great.
That's a fantastic cause. Mayor, why don't you go ahead and share your website with all our listeners?
Sure. The website is dreambuildersproject.com. Okay. You can also get us on Instagram and Facebook.
Of course.
And, we're pretty much everywhere.
Twitter, too?
Oh, absolutely.
And, Amir, on your website, is there an opportunity for listeners to go and click on and make a donation?
Yeah, there is. People can go on the website. They can view our different campaigns from human trafficking all the way to feed the homeless, child abuse, you know, orphanages all over the country. And they can donate to particular causes, or they can basically just donate to the general company, and they can attend our gala. They can donate towards the gala. And we just want people to get involved. And our goal is not to go out there and fundraise, per se. Our goal is to connect good people who want to make a difference with good nonprofits who are already making a difference.
Fantastic. How long has this charity been around?
We've only been around for about 4 years. So
oh.
So fresh, but...
A newbie.
We came out strong, and you know, the premise behind our nonprofit is we're completely privately funded through our for-profit, which is we build eco-friendly luxury homes. And so we're able to provide this service to the community, to nonprofits, without charging anybody a fee or anything. 100% of all the donations of everything given goes directly to who we're trying to protect and to help and serve. So... It's sort of a one-of-a-kind cause. It's a one-of-a-kind idea that maybe is going to, you know, improve our system of giving to make it more efficient in the future.
That sounds fantastic. Let me just backtrack a second there. Did you just say you build eco-friendly luxury homes?
That's correct.
Now,
it's something new.
What exactly is an eco-friendly luxury home?
An eco-friendly luxury home, we build them all over West Hollywood and Hancock Park and all over L.A. But they are beautiful, large, modern, contemporary homes that you couldn't really tell from the outset are eco-friendly, but they contain, you know, complete solar power, water capture, reclaimed wood, you know, low water usage, LED, smart home, and the list kind of goes on and on.
And
we're trying to create a new niche where people can sort of get all the luxuries they're used to and they want to while still being good to the environment and not being so heavy on your carbon footprint.
Right. I remember reading or hearing that Ed Begley, the actor, is involved with this type of building. Is he associated with your charity?
Not that I know particularly, but the movement's it's growing pretty quickly, and I think it's hitting people who are a little bit unexpecting of it, because I think people sort of connect eco-friendly with, you know, these sort of, you know, houses made out of straw or recycled material, and that's not really what we're talking about. It's more, you know, if you can afford to buy yourself a beautiful home, you can also afford to pay extra to make sure your home is good to the environment, it's not wasteful, it's fully recycled, and it's beautiful at the same time. It's almost like you can be a champion of a cause without necessarily having to wear it on your badge or on your shoulder.
Sounds fantastic. Now, you know, this charity, A Brighter Future for Children, you know, I only found out about this probably about 4 weeks ago. Are you guys out there very – I mean, is there a lot of PR going on for you guys? Because it's kind of almost like a quiet charity. I really haven't heard much about this before. And you said this has just been around for a couple of years, right?
Correct, yeah. It's
4 years.
I would, you know, we do a lot of PR, but it's more of a private industry event as opposed to an event open to the public. You know, we're asking people to come and attend, but what we're looking for are particular people who are interested in changing the world and making a difference. And we put the effort in to create this beautiful night and this great entertainment and to sort of, you know, connect the doers and the influencers and the celebrities that come with the sort of causes and the hospitals that we know are being efficient. And so, you know, we're probably not out there, you know, petitioning the world to come, but what we're looking for is particular people who care about this cause and who are connected to this and who also want to come and have a great time as well.
That sounds great. Now, this particular event taking place on March the 3rd, this event is going to be raising funds for the Audrey Hepburn Care Center at the Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a great cause.
Right. Sure does.
I mean, this is... Who wouldn't want to attend this thing, right?
Right.
And this is at the, how do you pronounce this thing? It's a Taglipan Center?
It's called the Taglian Complex.
Taglian Complex, okay.
It's a beautiful venue, sort of hidden in Hollywood, and it's a huge ballroom and gala reception in that area.
You know, I like what he says, it's almost hidden. I mean, it's been there for a couple of years, but it is beautiful. We've been there a couple of times, but it is almost hidden. You could almost drive past and not even realize it's there. And then when you get there and you walk inside, it
it's
doesn't
like,
look...
Wow.
Right.
Where have I been all this time?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
A great venue for an event. It's such a great cause. So that sounds wonderful.
So there's going to be a silent auction there, poker. Is that right?
Absolutely. We have everything. Red carpet, open bar, live performances. We have a Grammy Award
Omar
winning composer. And exactly, Omar, who's going to perform.
Fantastic. Love Omar.
Celebrity poker tournament, which is extremely fun.
Wow.
And raises a lot of money for the cause. And yeah, we have silent auction and all sorts of fun surprises and secrets for all our guests.
I think the only thing that's missing is a fashion show.
Yeah, right.
Seems like everything else is going on.
Well, I'm looking forward to hear Omar. I mean, we like Omar.
We've known Omar for a couple of years, but unfortunately, we've never seen him perform.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that alone is worth going to this thing, right? So you've got a red carpet, you got Omar, you got celebrities, you got a
poker tournament,
dinner, bar, music. I mean,
now,
it's just
Mayor,
like a
Mayor. Are you going to be participating in the poker tournament?
Oh, of course I will. I'm going to be doing my best to win it all.
Fantastic. Very nice. This is a great event that covers all the bases. Yeah. It's
got all the components of being a huge Hollywood event, right? And then on top of that, you benefit with the all the donations and the money you're going to make for these great causes.
Absolutely. I think the greatest part about it is that people get to have a great time, but you know, this night is going to lead to saving kids' lives and giving them treatment that they wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. So it's really special, and it means a lot to me. And I make sure that we work year-round to kind of create an experience for people so they fall in love with what we're trying to support. And so as long as people come and donate and have a good time and give some support to the kids, and we're super happy and content.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Now, I know you've been around for 4 years. Is this the fourth year for the actual gala, or is it just like the second or third?
This is our third annual gala for Brighter Future, yeah.
And every year, I'm sure you're hoping it to be bigger and brighter than the previous year.
Absolutely. The goal is to get, you know, to push the bar up as high as possible. And last year was beautiful, and nothing really, you know, in my opinion, could have been improved much beyond to try to get more people to sort of participate. And so this year, you know, the amount of ambassadors and supporters and poker players that we have is at least twice as many as last year. So
wow,
we're
fantastic.
Expecting, you know, 400 people, and we're really excited. It's
going to
be a heck of a night.
Sounds like it.
I mean, it sounds great. Matt and I are looking forward to participating. We're looking forward to attending. You know, we've talked to your team in the last couple weeks, and we've made ourselves available in any capacity we could be, act as brand ambassadors for the cause, for the event, for the charity, for the eco-housing. The Harris brothers are on board. We love supporting a great cause, and this sounds like something that's fantastic. You know, it helps a lot of people.
Mayor, I know you mentioned you guys have an Instagram account, Facebook account. What are the tags or the hashtags? How would one follow you?
We could be reached at DVPLA. That's DVPLA on Instagram. And for the event, our hashtag is BFFC. That's Brighter Future for Children.
BFFC.
And if you just look us up anywhere, we come up, and we make sure to put our story out there. So we're inviting anybody who likes to get involved and participate, and especially you two. I want to thank you guys so much for being
pleasure.
Involved and being ambassadors. And
our pleasure.
You know, I'm a huge fan from your loving days on Thor's
Work. Thanks for sharing that.
I'm super excited to meet you guys.
Well, fantastic. Absolutely. We look forward to it. Mayor, did you share with us your website? I know earlier on I asked
you. But let's share it again.
Absolutely. It's www.thedreambuildersproject.com.
Easy enough.
That's thedreambuildersproject.com. You can also just Google us, and we're up there everywhere. So
and the,
feel free to reach out.
Listeners could buy, they can access that website, and they could purchase tickets for the event off of the website directly?
They sure can. And if any of your listeners are trying to come to the event, I want to share a promo code with them.
Oh, fantastic.
My special discount.
Great.
It's early bird tickets for a couple more weeks, I think, coming up to the event. If they put in my first name, Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, last initial D, all one word, it'll give them an extra 40% off the tickets and the poker admission.
Oh, that's a nice chunk.
That is a nice chunk.
Yeah.
We love the nice chunk.
Yeah. Much. 40%
makes it a great deal as well, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Very inviting. Excellent.
Well, Mayor, thanks for calling in. I think the event is 4 weeks from this Thursday, so we've got a couple more shows leading up to the event, so you can count on the tastemakers for doing a promo for the next couple of shows. And
we
encourage all the listeners, you know, if you're in town, you're looking for a great cause, a good charity to participate in, go to the event, go to the website, follow them on Facebook, friend them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, get involved in life is short, and like I always like to say, what Pitbull always says is every day above ground is a good day. So it's a good day to do something good for somebody, a good day to get involved in your common, with mankind, and everybody needs to do something extra, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Mira, thank you so much for coming on board, and
we look forward to meeting you in a couple weeks.
Getting involved with the organization too.
Yeah. So thanks again, and we'll see you soon, Mira, and have a great day.
All right, you guys too.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ciao.
Mayor. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's a great cause, one of the better causes. Well, we've dealt with several causes, but this one sounds great, and I love it because it's
local.
It's
yeah.
a great place, and it's only 4 years old. And like Mayor said, it's getting bigger every year, and I like what he said, that it's got everything. It's got the silent auction. It's got the poker game, open bar. Everybody likes open bar. A gala dinner, red carpet. It's got everything but a fashion show.
Right, you're right. Everything but a fashion show.
Everything but a fashion show. Maybe next year, they throw in the fashion
show. It sounds
like
it's getting bigger and bigger, so who knows next year. Next year, maybe... this might be a good idea. Tie it into the Oscars, because this is just this is just a couple or a week or so after the Oscars.
Yep.
So everybody's having these Oscar parties.
Yeah, make some kind of connection.
Make it an Oscar event.
Integrate it and incorporate it and throw it a week early. I don't know, just a thought. But again,
it sounds like it's
got all the components of a fantastic event, and I'm glad that we're going to be a part of it, Mark, and hopefully many years to come. And
absolutely, get involved.
So.
Hey, we've got our biggest event of the year, our Oscar Celebrity Gifting Suite, taking place on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills in less than 2 weeks, I believe, right? Brands are still coming on board. The lounge is just about closed, I think, but we still have room for these gift bags,
yeah.
right? So, hey, if you're listening and you've got a brand...
Did you make the list?
Did you make the list? Well, that's one thing if you made the list, but if you have a brand, a product, a service, or something, and you want this kind of media exposure, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com.
Hey, that's for sure.
That's the biggest event we do of the year. Here, right?
Speaking of events, Mark, we were invited to attend an event this Thursday, as we are every week. We could only go to so many, but we like to get up to probably about twice a week. But anyhow, Skylar Grey. Have you heard of Skylar Grey?
No.
Okay. Skylar Grey is...
Skylar Grogan. I've heard of Skylar Grogan.
But Skylar Grey, there's two of them out there.
Actually, that was Smiler Grogan.
Smiler Grogan, yeah. That's from... It's a
Jimmy
Mad Man World. Smiler?
Smiler Grogan.
Kick the bucket. Anyhow... Skylar Grey is she's a female singer. This is not the event that we're going to, but Skylar Grey is a 16-year-old pop art phenomenon.
You say this is not the event we're going to.
Well, we are. Skylar Grey, he has taken his name, well, his original, I'm not sure what his real name is, but he goes by Skylar Grey. He took that name from a female singer. That's why it took me a while to Google him and find out who he was, because there's a Skylar Grey out there who's a singer, and this young Skylar Grey, who's 16 years old, who's this artist who's been an artist since age 7 or 8 or what have you, his name, he's taken Skylar Grey's name. He likes the name, and so there's two Skylar Greys out there. But this kid is 16 years old. I'm not sure if he's from Compton or Baldwin Hills or South Side of it. He's from... Southern California, south side of Los Angeles, a young, talented, bright African-American kid who conducts art like a pop artist from the 60s, 70s, 80s. His passion is Keith Haring, Andy Warhol, and Jean-Michel Basquiat. Fantastic stuff, and we're fortunate enough to get invited to this event on Thursday, where it's going to be, I think, his first show. Chris Brown is on the list of invites to attend. Who's the guy that used to be married to Mariah Carey in America's Got Talent?
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Yeah. He's expected to be at the event, and a lot of other cool young hipsters. This is some fantastic. I love pop art. And
is
this
there
stuff,
a red carpet?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure if there's a red carpet, but I'm sure there's a media wall, and we need media walls. So.
Well, if there's a media wall, there's got to be a red carpet.
Yeah, when you say red carpet, that kind of falls in
the
category.
Double. You get the two of them.
Yeah. But very excited that we made the guest list to attend this event on Thursday in Hollywood. I'm not even sure the name of the venue where it's at, but it's on Hollywood Boulevard. And speaking of Hollywood Boulevard, Mark, did you know that there's a television studio on the corner of Hollywood and Vine?
Where they do that Hollywood Live show there, right?
I only knew about
that's right across the street from Grauman's, isn't it?
No, Pantages.
Oh, the Pantages?
Yeah, right across. I saw it yesterday. They're right across from the Pantages. It's on the corner of Hollywood and Vine.
Huh.
Yeah. But, Hollywood Today and Ross Matthews is on. But never knew until just recently about this show. You knew about it?
I've seen it. I mean, I've never watched it. I saw it in the flicking. When you're flicking around, you just
and
see
I'm
what
only,
the show
I'm
is.
Only bringing that up because I don't know where this venue is that we're attending this art exhibit, but it's the 6,000 block of Hollywood and Vine or Hollywood Boulevard, and I think it's right here. But this is a great location. It's kind of like the Today Show where people are walking by and they're looking in, and you got the Pantages Theater in the background. But a good show, but... how in the world do they go to Ross? I mean, this guy was an intern for...
This Ross Matthews you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was an intern and what show?
Leno,
right?
Leno, I think.
Oh, he was an intern on Leno?
Leno. Well, Leno's only been gone, what, 3 years?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know he was an intern on that show. I thought he was an intern at E!
No.
Okay.
Intern at Leno.
Wow.
And then he... got this gig at E.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people just have all the breaks, you know. Some mm-hmm. people get breaks. Some people don't get breaks.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyhow, looking forward to that event this week. And then we have a meeting with a champagne company. I love that.
Not just a champagne company. It's Piper Heidsieck, the official champagne of the Oscars.
I think our weeks consist of, Mark, meetings and red carpet events. Don't they
and
seem
pitching.
Like that?
Pitching, too. We're always pitching.
Of course, that's our core business, but pitching. But it always is about...
pitching shows.
Yeah.
We're always pitching a new show.
Always pitching a new
concept.
But meetings, red carpet events, and fashion. It's all about the fashion. Always looking for that new suit, that new cool pair of socks, and the new tie.
Yeah, have to, right?
Yeah.
And accessories. Fashion, this is Hollywood. You got to have fashion. You got to have something that's going to make you pop.
Got to accessorize. Accessorize.
Successorize.
Yeah.
Successorize, right?
Okay,
so we got that going on Thursday. Then we've got the Piper Heidsieck thing on Friday. Then it's we've got a 3-day weekend.
I think we're going up to, that's right, 3-day weekend. I think we're going up to do some wine tasting up there in Santa Ynez this weekend, if you guys want to join us.
When are you going?
Saturday.
Santa Ynez, that's up there by Santa Barbara,
it's
right?
It's after Santa Barbara, but before Solvang.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's past Santa Barbara?
Yeah. Just 15 minutes past, 20 minutes past.
Yeah.
And in fact, so it's very close. And it should be a beautiful weekend, too.
Yeah, I think we're still going to be in the good temperatures this weekend.
Yeah, I think we're through to, I think I just saw in the 10-day forecast rain next Thursday or Friday.
Oh, boy. Well, it better not rain for our Oscar event, which is the 22nd.
Yeah, which we've had that unfortunate.
2 years in a row. We cannot have 3 years in a row. It's an abomination.
Is
I swear, this is the song says it never rains in Southern California, which is true, and we know that as a fact. Except for the 2 years on our Oscar suite,
isn't that crazy? What are the odds of that? I mean, I guess is it safe to say that it probably is not going to happen again? Yeah. Let's knock on wood.
I don't know.
Anyhow, Mark, do you have any other shout outs to?
No, I didn't have any shout outs today. I know we had a new brand that came on board today. Which I'm glad to have them. They're going to be in our Oscar gift bag. I didn't tell them we're going to do a shout out today. You know, we usually do it about a week later, but it's got a really cool name. Let me see if I can think of it real quick here. It's a preserve. It's like a strawberry preserve type thing, right?
And for those of you who are asking who the invites are for our event, invites have not gone out as of yet. But, of course, as usual and as always, we invite all the Oscar nominees, all the Oscar presenters, past nominees, past presenters, as well as a nice wide cornucopia of other talent, including soap stars, reality stars, television stars, sports stars, Hollywood socialites, tastemakers, as well as studio executives who make the big decisions. So,
it's an eclectic mix.
Yeah, an eclectic mix, kind of like a Su Wong, and fashion designers. Su Wong is on the list, so we have fashion designers as well. Actually, she's probably the only, and we have bloggers and viners.
Bloggers, viners, YouTubers.
YouTubers and Instagrammers. So, but as far as Su Wong coming, she's a designer. Do we usually have designers? I think that's the one thing we don't usually have.
No, the fashion. Closest thing we've had to a designer, I think, was Tommy Hilfiger's niece.
That's right.
Right?
And she's not even... But what was her name? Do you remember what her name was?
Jamie
Hilfiger. I'll be darned.
Yeah.
That's right. And she's since left the Beverly Hills scene, and she's in the South Beach now.
Yeah, well,
she's taken her talents to South Beach.
Who knows where her talents were? I never quite understood that.
She
was living off of the name of the Hilfiger name, but I don't know what she actually did.
But what I do know she did, Mark, she was paying $3,000 a month for a publicist.
Wow. That's crazy.
Is it?
You know, that's really crazy. Yeah. Well, if you got it, why not? You know, if I was in that league of celebrity,
Speaking of publicists, let's give a big shout out to our client, Renee Willett.
Yes.
Who is, I guess she's
an up-and-coming Hollywood actress.
And socialite and philanthropist.
Right. And she's got three movies that are in the can, getting ready to be released. She's going to have an interview at the Toluquin on Thursday. She's got a great piece that's in LA'stheplace.com.
And I think she's going to be...
She's going to be attending the Wild Creations Gifting Suite during Oscar Week. She's also going to be attending the Miss Santa Monica USA taking place at the Lowe's Santa Monica Beach Hotel on Sunday, March 7th, will be there because we're judging.
A lifestyle blogger of ours is going to be doing a piece on her as well, I think, in the next couple weeks, as well as the Samira Network. I think we're going to have her guest on there. So she's an up-and-comer, no doubt about it, beautiful young Hollywood starlet. Can we say that?
Yeah, we can say that.
She's bi-coastal. She's got the residence in Manhattan as well. As downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah, what a beautiful place she's in. Downtown
beautiful
Los
place
Angeles.
Downtown, yeah. So she makes the rounds. She's not in town this week, but I think she's coming back to LA on the 16th, so that'll put her back next Tuesday. So maybe we could have her, depending on who else is coming on the show, have her call in again next week or have her come on in.
Yeah.
But anyhow, big shout out to Renee Willett, Who knows where she is today, but I mean, she's
traveling the globe.
Jet setter.
And that's a great thing about it. While she's traveling the globe, she can still listen to us anywhere. 24/7, 365.
We have, I know somebody we were just dealing with this morning, a new potential client, and she's like, man, I really want to listen to your show, but I'm in Utah, so I'm not going to be able to listen to it. I said, not
Rogan,
true.
Rogan, Utah. That's right.
Yeah, I said,
that's
not
the new
true.
Jam company, the preserves that just came up.
Right, I said, not true. Download us. Listen to us. www.latalkradio.com. You can listen to us.
She's got an iPhone, an iPad, a
tablet.
Laptop, a desktop, a tablet.
Yeah.
An LG, so a Samsung,
whether
anything.
In Utah, whether you're in Auckland, or whether you're in Paris, you know, like I said, we have global followers or listeners, followers. So you can listen to us at any time. And if you wake up and the show's over, download it, right?
Listen to it again.
Fantastic.
And again and again and again.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, here's a bag of Pop Chips I brought in for a snack.
Oh,
shout out
are
to
good
them.
Stuff.
We love
they got
Pop
the new
Chips.
Flavor. What is that? It's Crazy Hot, I think.
Crazy Hot. Crazy Hot. But anyhow, they're in all of our events. So big shout out to Pop Chips.
I'll be looking forward to having that at our suite.
They got the Yoda on there.
You have to have the Yoda.
So they got a partnership with Star Wars.
Who
so,
doesn't?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No kidding. Big shout out to Pop
they're
Chips.
I think next week they crest the $1 billion mark for U.S.
Right. Yeah, they're like 950 million as of Sunday.
Or so a couple weeks. I guess a couple weeks they'll be hitting the $1 billion mark over here in the U.S. And I think they've already hit $2 billion worldwide or something.
Something
or,
like that.
I mean, some ridiculous amount. But,
fantastic.
But hey, also, like we were talking about your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you could also catch us 24/7, 365 at firstrun.tv. Excuse me.
Whoa. That, yeah.
Something went down the wrong pipe.
Gotcha.
It's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW.
Like, don't we have something else coming up with them pretty soon?
Another episode,
yeah.
We're working on filming another episode.
Soon,
so
right.
It's the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW at www.firstrun.tv. And again, it's like us here. It's on Channel 2. Here at the LATalkRadio.com.
How about that?
Yeah,
right.
We got same channel.
And just like this radio channel, if you missed the show, you could download us and catch us any given time. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 p.m., wherever. You got a tablet, you know. Listen in. Did you give our Instagram?
I don't know what the Instagram tag is.
Just Google us on Instagram. You'll find us. That's easy enough to say.
I know Facebook is facebook.com/wildcreation.
We're still in hiatus on A&E and the...
The funny thing about that is I went to the website fearing that maybe the show is not on anymore, but they've got it on their website.
Yeah.
So...
Well, you know what's taking place, what's on all the time, Mark? Duck Dynasty is
And there's
back.
A spinoff to Duck Dynasty. Do you know that?
Jeb and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeb and his wife. But... because that's been away for a while. As big as it was, I think they're in the ninth season already.
Let's put a big shout out to Teascapes.
Teascapes. That's right. Kathleen
Edinger.
Edinger, fantastic.
Teascapes will be, and I think, all right, because this just came to me, I'm not for sure I know the website. I think it's teascapes.com.
I think it's a little more than that, though, but there it is. But we've had a partnership with Teascapes and Kathleen Edinger for a couple years. Fantastic product, wonderful woman, and I'm glad that she could be involved with this particular event. She's been involved with gift bags in the past.
She's been with not only our Oscar suite, but she's been with our Bobby Flay, and I think
several,
she's been with Chris Everett.
Yeah, several gift bag opportunities as well, placing her product in the bag. Well received. Well, and the presentation is good too. You know, it's good to have a good name, a good look, and something that tastes good as well. And I think she's got all the key ingredients to that success. So very excited that she's going to be participating once again. Look forward to seeing her. And
hopefully, I'll say teascapes.com until I hear otherwise. Tea's great, by the way. You know, I was sick for a week or so, and the tea, and I put some honey in it, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's always good to help you feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Where's she coming from?
East. As a matter of fact, she was just in Orlando last week. I stand corrected. It's www.enjoyteascapes.com.
Okay, so all you global listeners right there, right now, that are tuning into the Harris Brothers and the Tastemakers.
www.enjoyteascapes.com.
Get your butt out there, get on their website, and order their stuff and enjoy.
Yeah.
If you're not lucky enough to make the invite list to attend our event and get the stuff personally,
you've got
to go to the website.
Yeah.
So, Kathleen, thanks for sending that in, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. Hopefully it will be fantastic weather.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be fantastic weather. We've got fantastic weather here right now. The cruise will
it
hold for two more weeks.
Please.
And it's got to, because it's like the song says, it never rains in Southern California.
Right,
so,
right. What? Yeah. What? Yeah, so anyhow, we'll look forward
She's in New Jersey.
Geez.
Yeah, but she was just in Orlando.
So, man.
Said it was business. But I think it was more of a mini vacation down there with the family.
Isn't the weather bad?
I saw the picture on the plane. It looked like they were having a great time.
It was terrible in New York yesterday, so the weather must be pretty miserable out there.
Yeah.
So anything, even if it's in the 60s here, she'll probably be welcoming that.
Yeah. Absolutely. So,
speaking of New York, the Today Show, Willard Scott is no longer doing those.
Right, he retired, I guess, a couple weeks ago.
And yeah, and
Smuckers, it was sponsored by Smuckers,
and now it's taken over by Al Roker. Not the same.
Taken over by doing the Smuckers thing.
He's
now?
Doing the Smuckers thing now.
Well, I guess somebody had to.
I know, but what's his name? Willard Scott just had that great voice. You know, made you want to go out and get it some Smuckers.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
I know I do. Yeah. It's my preserve of choice until we get this new one. And again, next week we'll mention the new brand that just came aboard because I forgot what it was called. But
yeah, but probably by next week we're gonna have. I know we're in the process of getting about 5 to 8 different brands in the last 2 days.
So next week's going to be like all Oscars. So it should be a good fun filled show next week. But
well, every week is a fun filled show, brother.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, it's really going to be packed with promos next week, right?
Yeah. Okay. Like a mini commercial.
Yeah, mini commercial. Well, that's what it is. I mean, the show's a commercial. It's product placement, brand integration. Oh, by the way, I think we mentioned this last week that we're working with TheBayTheSeries.com. And I guess that's the website, right? TheBayTheSeries.com.
Yeah, we got to get on
this, too. It's an online streaming I guess you'd call it like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. 15 to 22 minutes, I believe.
They won a special an Oscar last year.
Emmy.
Not Oscar. Emmy, yeah, for a new category that was created for streaming shows. And so we're partnering with them in hopes of becoming producers. I guess this is a partnership that we're working on right now. We get to be producers on the show. But one of our areas of expertise is brand integration, product placement. So we're doing that with TheBayTheSeries.com. They're on hiatus right now. They'll be putting new episodes out
working
in about
on
a
scripts.
Month or so.
Yeah.
So
if you have interest, get back to us. Because
it's always something else that we're – as a matter of fact, you're talking to somebody this afternoon for a brand integration for the show. So
always something happening with the –
Yeah, with Watt Creations, the Harris Brothers, the Tastemakers.
Kings of Swag.
Whatever you want
to
call us.
Twins of Swag, whatever you want to call
us. There's always something new happening with us, which is great.
And yeah. Love it.
It's an exciting time to be
– A tastemaker?
Tastemaker. 3 months from yesterday.
Hey, what happened to where we got contacted about being in some twin commercial, didn't we?
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about
that. We got to follow up on that because, that's just last Thursday, I think.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So we had to do a sizzle reel for them, and it's for, I guess I can mention.
I forgot what it is.
I know the brand, but I'm not going to mention that right now.
It's taking place in San Francisco.
That's
exciting.
Right. So
I just hope it doesn't take place on the day of our Oscar event.
Well, then we're not going to go, which is a drag. But yeah, because I'd like to do this thing. You know, we're twins, and we don't get. We don't get approached very
like
often
very
to do
often.
A twin thing. So, twin middle-aged male twins should be the new next big thing in America, right? And I'd like to spearhead that for middle-aged male
Can
twins.
Can we form a club?
No. We want to do a special. We might make it the next big thing. And so let's stay on it, all right? There's a lot to be done about that because you just don't see them in public very often.
Now, did you say, does it have to be a male twin or just a middle-aged twin?
No, because, middle-aged male twins.
Okay, because I know when we were at the Su Wong New Year's Eve event, there were a pair of middle-aged women twins.
Well,
they didn't even look alike.
No, they
remember
didn't.
That? One was taller than the other,
either,
I think.
Right?
But one was taller than the other.
Right, that was the weird thing about
it. Yeah, that was the weird thing.
But... who knows? Lots of stuff going on. So, again, if you want to get a hold of us, send us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, right?
Or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com.
Facebook.com/wowcreations, right?
Right.
Twitter.com/wowhollywood.
Right.
LinkedIn, who knows? Just go to LinkedIn.com and then Google.
Same with Instagram, who knows?
The Mark Harris and Wild Creations, you'll find us on there. MySpace, Instagram, LinkedIn,
And what's that one called? The first one, social media, MySpace, right?
Just you got a text from our good old buddy Anthony Anderson.
I'll be damned.
Anthony Anderson just sent a text because I formally
sent
him an invite.
Blackish, yeah. We love Blackish. Tell me he's coming. He's coming.
So he wants us to remind him as we get closer to the event. So Anthony Anderson,
hey, if you're listening, Anthony Anderson, we love you, man. I know we flew first class with you last year, so going out to Toronto.
That was 2 years ago.
Real cool.
Rally for Kids with
Cancer.
And
then we shared the ride.
The limo ride. The town car from the airport into the...
Funny dude,
cool cat.
I just saw him in something, Mark, last week or 2 weeks ago, and he was, he lost a lot of weight in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's looking good.
I forgot what this was, and he's got a show on Food Network too. Anyhow,
right?
Yeah, right on, Anthony. Hopefully, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for sending that text. Thanks for listening in today, everybody. And you know how to catch us. Send us an email, catch us on Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, all that stuff, Twitter. I think we even have a, what's that, that one social media place they had for photos. I think we stopped putting pictures.
Oh, that
on
was
the,
Flickr.
Flickr. Is that even still out there?
I don't know.
Anyhow, just Google the Storage Wars Twins or Google the Harris Twins, and you'll find a plethora of cool stuff that pops up and easy to get
and
a hold of.
Just keep watching Storage Wars. Keep watching A&E. Eventually, these episodes are coming back again.
Yeah, it's just a hiatus. So they're pushing the Duck Dynasty.
The new shows.
Stuff. Yeah. So.
Right. But in the meantime, I always say, go out there, eat something good, drink something good. Today's Fat Tuesday, I guess, so it's a really good day to start eating something especially good. Enjoy the beautiful day. Again, I can't say this enough because I love saying it about Pitbull, but Pitbull. Every day above ground is
Hell
a good day. It really is. Life is short. Enjoy it. Do something good for somebody. We mentioned earlier we're being associated with this new charity. We like to be associated with as many charities as we can. Life is good. People are good. Eat, drink. Be happy, be merry like a pirate, I guess,
and be
right?
Be safe. Be safe.
So until next week, have a great week and
enjoy.
If you're in New Hampshire, go out there and vote.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.